Back in 1990, contributor Mark Hedden was 22 years old. He was living in New Jersey. And Mark swears only good, clean driving along I-95 was involved in this road trip.
My friend Clark and I set off on what we called a high-velocity vacation. We drove to the Canadian border, bought a box of donuts, turned the car around, and drove the entire length of Route 95, nonstop, as quickly as possible. For reasons unclear, we decide to only listen to one song the entire way. Life is a mystery. Madonna's Like a Prayer. Everyone must stand alone. We had the single. We drove in shifts, pulling into service plazas every 2 hours to switch drivers, fill up, hit the bathroom, and stock up on Pringles, Gatorade, and coffee. Maine was a big state, nothing but highway and fields and clouds of snow swirling in our wake. After that was the sprawl. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York. In the middle of the night, we had a long conversation about how 95 was the modern-day Mississippi River, and how this drive was about as Huck Finn as our lives were ever going to get. Life is a mystery, Madonna told us every 6 minutes. Everyone must stand alone. Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Florida would not end. It stretched out before us like four lanes of taffy, lined with palm trees and cows, and a surprising number of dead armadillos on the side of the road. And then it did end. I'm not sure what we were expecting in Miami. Crockett and Tubbs to greet us with a baby alligator and a key to the city. Children walking their pet flamingos. But the highway just unceremoniously dumped us out into the slow traffic of US 1. The trip took just under 24 hours. We felt a big sense of accomplishment. Though what we'd accomplished was also a mystery. I moved to Key West a few years later, and since then, I've probably driven up and down 95 about 30 times. I did it again last summer, headed north to go see family. The drive went well until North Carolina, where suddenly the road was covered with foam stuffing. A futon had fallen off the back of a truck, and someone had hit it. The car in front of me locked its brakes, I locked mine, came to a full stop, and then my car was hit from behind at around 60 miles per hour. Glass shattered, airbags went off, doors popped open. My seat back was knocked flat, and I found myself staring at the ceiling light. I climbed out and sat on the cement barrier in the middle of the highway. Traffic kept flowing by. I-95, I thought, it's over. We're done. My hand shook for hours from the adrenaline. You're in control, just like a child. 2 weeks later, I still felt angry and betrayed. But I had a plan. A series of blue highways that would get me home without getting on I-95. It took 2 days to get from New Jersey to South Carolina, almost three times longer than normal, but I was committed. And then Georgia betrayed me. My safe little road merged with I-95. There was no choice but to get back on that highway. Route 95, I thought, I can't quit you. I pulled onto the on-ramp and pressed down on the accelerator. Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. Let the choir sing. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees.
Key West contributor Mark Hedden. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?